Up to the Gemara, in the middle of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. We're learning out the Makor for the Avos of Shein and Regel. So far we've mentioned the Braisa, that Darshan V'Shilach Es Be'iro is a reference to Regel. Uvier B'Steyacher is a reference to Shein. We support each of those interpretations based on Psukim. The Gemara works out why you need those two Psukim to support the interpretations V'Shilach Zeh Regel, M'Shachi Regel. And we also know that the respective chiyuvim of Shein v'Regel apply bein by Machal Yukarna, bein b'lo Machal Yukarna, bein b'shalach shvuche, bein b'azlim emela. That's where we are right now in the sugya. Now the Gemara asks the following kasha. In fact, the Gemara, v'lichto brachmana v'shilach v'lo bayu v'yeh. Let the Torah just say v'shilach and not uvir. The mashma regel u'mashma shein. The very word v'shilach can teach us both shein and regel. How so? Mashma regel d'chsiv mishalchi regel hashov achamor. That's how the braisa earlier that we quoted learns out that v'shilach is regel. So we know v'shilach is regel based on that. U'mashma shein, and the same v'shilach can also include shein. Can also convey the av of shein. D'chsiv v'shein behemos ashalach bam. The pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, by the tochacha described there in the Shiras Hazinu, v'shein behemos ashalach bam. So you see that the word v'shilach can refer to shein. So I can learn both shein and regel out of v'shilach. And for the Gemara, ilav kra yisera. If not for the extra pasuk meaning v'er. Hava amina, then I would say oha oha, that I wouldn't necessarily be able to learn both shein and regel. I would say one or the other, since it could mean both, but I wouldn't know to put both. I would say perhaps one, perhaps the other. What would be the tzadei hasafik? Which one would it be? Perhaps o regel dezeko matsui. The unique characteristic of regel is hezeko matsui. More than shame, more than anything else. It's so frequent, it's common. The animal just walks naturally all the time. So maybe it would be regel based on that characteristic. Oh, shame, dish hanal azeko. Or perhaps it might be shame because of the unique quality of shame. That's hanal azeko. But I wouldn't necessarily be able to learn both. I would say perhaps one or the other. Each one has merit and why it should be that one that it should be referring to. Says the Gemara, no, but that's not a good answer, because mechti shkulin hein, b'yavo shneim, dehei minayu mafkis. Since you have an argument in favor of regel, hezeko matsui, an argument in favor of shein, so you can't necessarily attribute greater weight to one more than the other, shkulin hein. They both have equal merit that they could be candidates to be part of what the shilach means. Therefore, if in case like that, I would say, bring them both in, b'yavo shneim. The hei minayu mafkis literally means which one of them are you going to pull out? In other words, if you don't know, if you're in doubt, then you put them both in. And therefore, to the contrary, if it could be mashma regel, could be mashma shein, I don't know that it should be one more than the other. So this is the logic of the Gemara, hei minayu mafkis, and how can you take anyone and put it out? You have to assume that they're both included. Exactly what this means, b'toras vade, b'toras safik, we'll have to wait and see in the Rashba exactly how to understand this, the point of the Gemara's argument. But l'mais, at the end of the day, you can't exclude either one of them. Hey, minayo mafkis, which one are you going to exclude? And therefore, let v'shilach carry the day and teach us both the av of shein and the av of regel, since v'shilach can connote both. And I don't know that one should be less than the other, therefore they both should be included. So we're back to our question. And for the Gemara as follows, Yitzvich. No, I still need the Pasuk, the Lashon of Uvir. I couldn't get everything from Beshilach because I'd be missing information. Salkedaita Chamina, if I just had the Beshilach, which would allow me to learn both Shein and Regel, but Salkedaita Chamina, I would say, Hanimili Hechad to Shalach Shluche. Remember that Beshilach could be interpreted as Shalach Shluche, either because of the Pashut Mashmos of the word, as Tosus would have it, or because maybe without knowing that it's both, it could be limited to that case. But the Gemara is saying because v'shilach is the word that you have, so obviously that could certainly be seen as only shalach shluche, where you actually let it down to go to the steyacher. as we explained yesterday, the Ma'al of Shalach Shluche, the Pshia was a great Pshia, with a Pshia become Ba'asei. So maybe there you're Chayiv, Avul Asl Memela Lo. But by both Shein and Regel, there'd be no Chiyah by Asl Memela. Kamash Malan. So now I need the Wat Uvir. So Uvir is going to now let us in on Wat to teach us that there's a Chiyah even by Asl Memela. A Chiyah by Asl Memela by what Av? So ultimately both. But what is the Uvir? Either both, or let's say Shein. Uvir might be more, by definition, might be more associated with Shein, which is devouring. So it tells me Shein is Chiyah by Asl Memela. And now, of course, Regel and Shein are both together in the Pasuk and both together in the Vishilach. So now what I know is true by Shein, by Yoslem and Mela, is true also by Regel, by Yoslem and Mela. So at the end of the Gemara is saying that you can't just get away without saying Uvir. Because even if you're going to get both Shein and Regel from Vishilach, you're not going to have the knowledge about the Chi of extending to Yoslem and Mela. And therefore, you're going to need Uvir regardless. So at the end of the day, though, we have to know. So Lemaisa, where, in fact, do we get the Mazikin of Shein v'Regel? Does it go through the Vishilach, which is what the Gemara is going with over here, and the Uvir is just coming to be filling in some details about how far the Chiyuv goes, even as a Memela? Or do we go back to what we had earlier in the way the Braisa quoted it, which is Vishilach is Regel and Uvir is Shein? Now that's already not so clear. Maisa, the Gemara tells us you're not going to be able to get away with leaving out Uvir, because you're still going to only be limited to Shalach Shluche. But does Gemara mean, therefore we go back to the Braisa's Yalfusa? Or, as we'll soon see in Tosis, it could be that the Braisa Yalfusa is really without learning out the Vishilach to refer to Shein as well. And the Lemaisa, at the end of the day, the real marker for Shein v'Regel is all both in Vishilach, and Uvir is just coming to give us extra information. We'll have to see how to work it out. But this is what the Gemara ends up saying. Vishilach could, in fact, bring you to know the Chiyuv of Shein and Regel, even though, how do you know which one? But if you don't know which one to exclude, then the Mela, they're both included, Hei Minai Umafkis. But I would only know Shalach Shluche, and therefore I need Uvir regardless to teach me as the Mela. That's the words of the Gemara. Zokt Rashi. So Rashi, oha, oha, right? This is when the Gemara says, you can't tell me both, maybe one or the other. Oha, oha, either, oh, Regel, Mishim, Bezeka, Matzli, Avos, Shein, Lo. So then I would only say Regel is included because of Regel's quality of Zeka, Matzli. That's what allows us to assume Vishilach is Regel because of that Ma'il of Zeka, Matzli. Oh, Shein, Mishum, Diyeshana, Lezeka, Avos, Regel, Lo. In other words, so that I wouldn't know both. But the Gemara doesn't agree with that. Nechdi, let's see. Shein v'Regel shkulin hein. They both have equal merit. She'ein ze chamer mizeh. One is not more chamer than the other. She'er b'shneim yish ben tzad chamer. In other words, hezek u'matzli on one side of the scale and no hezek on the other side of the scale are more or less even. It's just that they're different milas, a different chumris. But one doesn't give you more of a chumr. It's a tzad chamer. So at the end of the day, they're both equally valid candidates, v'yavo shneim v'vishilach. So the Gemara is not happy to say I would only know one of them. They would both be included. Dehei minayu mafkis, which one are you going to take out? Which one would you exclude? Delo leisi minei hashneim shavin. If, in fact, they both have strong possibilities to be included, and one is not more chamer than the other, each one has a tzad chamer, then we would say v'yavo shneim. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the answer? So what can I guess suffice with Vishilach? Itzrich lei uvir. No, I'm still going to need uvir. Why? The imafkis mi Vishilach. If I'm going to learn both Shein and Regel from Vishilach, hava amina, I would say, hani mili, hecha deshocha iu bekavana. Here Rashi expresses the shoch shluche point a little more than before. What does it mean, shoch shluche? Shocha iu bekavana, liros b'stecha vera. What would I say, shoch shluche? Only when he consciously sent the animal. As we noted yesterday, this is not the same thing as maimid. Maimid is something more. We actually put the animal mamish there on the kama. This is a din of the bailim, who is physically, monetarily the owner, but he doesn't physically take the animal, but he directs the animal. Bekavana, liros b'stich aveo, that's a pshia of a higher order. That's where you're chayef, avu azum emele lo. Kamashma Lan Uvir, so that's where the Uvir comes. The Kema, the Nafkal and Shane, here Rashi tells me that the way it works is the Uvir is specifically Shane on Nazlim, now both. The Kevan, the Nafkal and Shane, the Memela Me Uvir, Asirego Vyofamine. The Gemara didn't say exactly what the Uvir is coming directly on, whether it's on both or just on Shane. Rashi says it's just on Shane, but then Memela, Rego learns from it. So Uvir, we would say, is Shane. Memela Rego is the same thing. That's the Gemara. That's the Rashi. Zoktosis. The Shane Behemos Ashalach Bam. So this is how we know that the Veshilach can even connote Shane, because the Pasuk says Veshen Behemos Ashalach Bam. You see that the word Veshilach can be connected to Shane. Fektosis. Afa Gav Daminan Bialma. We say in the Sifrei on this Pasuk in Hazinu. What is it that Hashem is saying in Shiras Hazinu that will be sent against Klal Yisrael as a tochach, as an onesh? What goes into v'shem behemos hashalach bam? Behemos sheyesh lahem eres kenachash. Animals that have venom, like a snake, v'noshchos umemisos. And then they bite, and they inject the venom, and then they can poison the person, then they can die. The person will die. So that's what's going. That's being described here in the pasuk. The tochacha v'shem behemos hashalach bam behemos sheish eres kenachash. So what's bothering Tosfos? The having the shicha. So then, what we're describing here is a phenomenon of biting. Shehi toda dekaren. So the Gemara here is using the pasuk v'shem behemos hashalach bam to show me that v'shilach means shein. Fek Tosfos, what do you mean? If you look at the Sifrei, the Pshat of Hashem HaShalach Bam, it seems to be Neshicha of behemos that are like a Nachash. And Neshicha, we know, as we had in earlier Amud, Neshicha is told to Karen, not Shein. That's Tosis Kash. So how can we use Veshilach based on Hashem HaShalach Bam to refer to Shein if the very Pasuk that we're quoting is describing Neshicha, which is told to Karen? And for Tosis, Nikol Mokom, Irinami Bechayos Ra'os, it's not just that description and the Sifrei that the Pasuk is describing in the Tochacha there. Behemos that are poisoning with their neshicha. It's also including wild animals that tear apart their prey and they enjoy it, which as we know, which is told to the Karen. How do I know that that's also part of Hashem Behemos? Kidim Targuminan. Because after all, the pasuk is Shen Behemos Hashalach Bam, but the Targum actually explains the Shen Behemos on the word Shen Behemos. The Targum Unkus, I believe it is, says the Shen the Chayabra. Right? Chayabra is the Aramaic of Chayas Hasada. Bra is like outside, Chayvas Bra, in Karibon Chayvas Bra, the animals of the outside of the sada, of the field, of the outdoors. Brisa, outside of the canonized Mishnah, right? Bra is outside. People make a mistake, they say this mirror, they think it's bara, like created. Chevas bara is the wild animals, right? Chevas bara is chayas hasada. So, the shen be'emus, the shen, the chaya bara, the two teeth of the wild animals, and that's the meaning of shen be'emus. A chaya bara, of course, attacks a person, can attack a person, and that's shame. They eat up what they attack. The chaya b'chal behema, and even though it says shen behemos, so how could you say it refers to the case of shein of chayos ros? No, we know that chaya b'chal behema. So the pasuk comes to include also a case of shein. Yeah, so this is Tosa's question, Tosa's answer. Tosa's question was that based on the Sifrei, it would seem to be a case of Karen, because of the Sifrei saying behemos to have eres kenachash. But the Maisa doesn't just mean that, it also means cases of shein, such as what the Targum seems to say. The Mashah has a ha'ara here, based on Tosus later in the first parak, on Tezayin. There Tosus says that the nachash that bites is actually not a toad of carrot. Rather, it's rega. And the reason for the ay neshicha is told of the carrot. But Tosis explains over there in Tezayin Amud Aleph that given that this is the natural instinct of the nachash that it does it, it's urchei bahachi, that this is what the nachash does, therefore it has a din of regel, nafkamina, being part of b'shus harabim, as opposed to saying it's keren, which would of course be keren mu'edes, and then b'chai b'shus harabim. And Tosus says, even though it is also the kavana lahazik, which you think maybe should make it keren, but if it's in fact an urchei, so Tosus runs with the notion of urchei versus lav urchei, which is again one of the ways to differentiate keren from, let's say, other avos like regel. Tosus says the fact that it's urchei b'hachi makes it regel. No, this is not necessarily everyone's opinion. Rashi l'chor disagrees. Rashi seems to say it is keren, but l'maisa Tosus says that nachash, the shich of nachash is regel. So in terms of the kasha being a kasha on our Gemara and needing the answer Tosus gives, obviously either way it's a kasha. The Gemara is saying that the Shem Behemos HaShalach Bam teaches us that v'shilach kemin shein. But according to the Sifrei, we're talking about Behemos Yesh Lehem Eres Kenachash. No, so that's not shein. It's what? So if it's not going to be Karen, it's still going to be a kasha. If it's going to be regel, Tosus says regel, it's still a kasha. It's not shein. You still need to come on to the Teretz that Tosus gives. But the Mashal Zahara is simply on the language of Tosus. When Tosus is asking Kasha, he's asking, how can you say it's Shein, it's Keren? But Tosus, you ishitaso, you hold that Nachash, Neshich of Nachash is what? It's Regel. So you should have not said it's Keren, you should have said it's Regel. That's the Mashal Zahara. Mashal doesn't answer directly, Ishli Yashiv. But Pashut Pshat would be, the answer would be what the Pnei Yeshua says. That there's a difference between what Tosus is talking about and what the Drasha of the Sefer is talking about. Tosus is talking about Nachash itself. In other words, Nachash, the Shich of Nachash, that's Urche. That the Nachash does what it does, it bites. That's Mamish, its nature, and therefore it has a din of regel. That's what we find in the Pasuk in Bereishis. We had 2 weeks ago, Hu Yishuv Charosh, Vatata Shufanu Akev. That's what a Nachash does. Masha Enkin, the Sifrei says that Vishen Behemos HaShalach Bam doesn't mean I'm sending out snakes to bite you. I'm sending out Behemos Sheyesh Len Eres K'Nachash. So I'm not talking about the Nachash itself, that Urchei B'Hachi, we're talking about animals that are Kavanasim L'Hazik and they have the venom. And with the venom, they're going to bite you. No? So that is only told of the Karen. That's not what Tosus was talking about later. That's not Urchei. That's not Rega. That's a Tei Yeshua says Ucher. That would be the simple way to answer the Mashal.
In terms of steering,
yeah. Again, the Kasha of Tosus. Again, the Kasha and the need to answer is a Kasha regardless. But the way Tosus poses a question, he's saying it's Karen, not Shane. He should have said it's Rega, because Tosus calls the case of Nachash Rega. And why does he call here the case of the Sifrei to be Karen? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because we're not talking about Nachash itself. Al-Kachachada Kasav Kenachash means Shiacholem Lohamis Kenachash. But ain urchei bekach, kemo anachash, shedako bekach tamid. Nachash, that's what it does all the time. That's regel. That's why it's by nachash, it's not a total of the karen, but here it's a total of the karen. V'ayin b'masha, but that's the simple answer to the masha. Tosus di b'maschu itzvich. Salka daita chamina. This is what the Gemara says, that, okay, so you want to answer first that you can't include both, because I don't know which one to include. Maybe one, maybe the other. So for I would only know one, not both. And I says, no, I'm not happy with that, because if you don't know which to exclude, and shkulin hein yavos shneim hein minay mafkes. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the answer? Why can't I just go with v'shilach and not uvir? Because hakadai techamina hani milech deshalach shuluchim. How would I know? As a memeira, so I need uvir for that. V'yim toimar, fructosus tikshi hashta, hadi parach le'il. Now we have the problem that we really posed earlier in variation of this of what Tos is asking now, namely time of the kasrachmana kashi yivara go lavachi b'may mukmesla. The Gemara earlier analyzes the brisa. The Braisa supports the interpretation that Uvir is Shein by quoting Kashivara Golo, and the Gemara asked, what do you need Kashivara Golo? What else could it be? After all, Ikeren Ksiv, Iregel Ksiv, so obviously Uvir is Shein. The Gemara went off and answered the Kasha as we saw before. Otherwise, I would say they're both Regel, and you need it for two different cases of Regel. But now, this Kasha is going to reemerge over here. Because now you're telling me that you can learn everything from Vishilach. So now I have Shein, carbon from Vishilach. So what do I need the Kashiyavara Golo? Now what we said before has no relevance because at this point we know everything from Vishilach. And I have what? And I have the Kashiyavara, I have inside the Vir to tell me Azlam Mela by Shein, and then I went out Regal from it. So everything is good. So what's missing? What do you need Kashiyavara Golo? That proof text is simply superfluous. What is it doing for me? If I didn't know about the Mazik of Shein from any other place, so how do I shed light on learning about Mazik of Shein? I use Kashiyavara Golo to explain Uvir is going on Shein. But if now you see that I have Shein is covered, so before the Kasha with the Gemara was, well, what else could it be? Because I have Karen and Regal. So that was a Kasha before as the Gemara posed it. But Tos is asking in a different way. So he's asking, when Kashiyavara Golo, I know Shein already. I know Shein from where? From Bishilach. No, Elamai, I just have to figure out from the Mela. So that's Uvir. But Shein is already in the Pasuk. So I already have everything. So that Mela is from Uvir, and then Regal learns from that, and I have Shein from Bishilach. So what do I need? What? The Pasuk Kashiyavara Golo to let me know that Shein is in his Pasuk. Shein is in the Pasuk from Bishilach based on the Sifrei. So what is Kashiyavara Golo doing for us? It doesn't need to be mentioned. I can get it from Bishilach based on Bishein Behem HaSashalach Ba. So Tosus answers, the Yeshu Amar, Da'achi Kamer B'Braisa. What you have to learn the Braisa is as follows. The Ilu Lo Nema Bishilach. If not for the Bishilach, which is going to give me Shein via the Pasuk in Hazinu, without that Bishilach that's going to teach me Shein, then havi mafkinan mikashiyavara golo. I would have another way to get Shein out of the pasuk that Uvir is Shein based on kashiyavara golo. In other words, the Bryce is not really the last word. The Bryce is giving me a methodology, but it's only working without the other mahalach that we have here that the Gemara is presenting over here. Where do you find such a thing that the Bryce is giving you a drasha, but that's not really the ultimate source? And it's working as if we'd be ignoring the other source. Tosus brings beginning as a neshach. Binogeya, the Gemara has the learning out the Easter of neshach and marbis gabi kesef and food. The Gemara says that you can simply read the pasuk. By the way, the pasuk is constructed as kaspacha osita lo b'neshach v'marbis osita nachlecha allows you to mix and match that kesef. And Michael goes for Neshach and Marbis, the way the Torah puts it all together. But the Braisa seems to learn it out from some other method. That means if you didn't get it from the way the Pasuk is laid out, I would have another way to learn it out. But the Braisa is just giving me like another method, which is not really the source that we really need. Tosa says, that's the Pshat over here, that the Drasha that we use to learn out Shein from Uvir, based on, and for that you need a Kashiyavara Golo, is only without the Shilach. I imagine he means without the Vishilach with the Shein Behemos, Hashalach Bam, that the Taitch is the Vishilach as Shein. That's what Tosus probably means. So without that drasha of the Vishilach being Shein, I would say that Uvir is Shein based on Kashiyavara Golo. And we find such a thing elsewhere. So what comes out of Tosus seems to be, if I ask a Bosai, knowing what you know right now, so we've been learning a few days the Makoros of the Av of Shein v'Regel. If I ask you, Rabosai, so tell me, you know, your parents will ask you in Shabbos or whoever come. What did you learn this week? Tell me something. Oh, we learned about the Av of Shein v'Regel. It's in Chumash. So tell me, where do I learn out Shein and Regel? He's the two Mazikim of the Arba Avos Mazikim. Okay, so where is it in the Chumash? So what are you going to answer? Where do I learn it out? So the way Tosus just tells us, the answer is Vishilach. The Av of Shein v'Regel both come from Vishilach. What about the Uvir of the Pasuk? The Uvir is just coming to add to expand the chiyuv to include the cases of Azum and Meila by Shein, and then Regel learns from that. But it comes out both Shein and Regel are from Vishilach. Aya Braisa earlier in the Amud says, Uvia zu Hashem, Vishilach zu Regel. Vishilach zu Regel, Uvia zu Hashem. That's Ilu lo nemar, the Vishilach Vishain. But nearly Vishain Beimas Hashach Bam puts Shein into Vishilach, and therefore both come from Vishilach. The tour, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Lashon HaTur, sounds that way too. The Tur in Shin Sadi Aleph. So he has a whole question about one word in the Tur, and that's where it gets sticky. Shein hu av. The ha b'shirach es b'iro, d'chsiv b'kra, mukminan la. Now here there's a question about the next word. The word is nami. I have a new tour here. So they don't have it in the tour itself, but then they have a whole hagan the bottom. This tfus it says the word nami, and this tfus it says nami, and then this one takes it out. You understand what's going on here. Now you start the grow is dealing with also. Shein hu av, the habashir has beiro, the subik from mukmina la, parentheses, nami, the behema sha'ochelas peros chavero. If you have nami, what does it sound like? Now, the Vishilach, we're going on the Vishilach. Don't forget, we didn't say Uvir yet. So now, if Vishilach is Be'iro, no Begomer, no Uvir. Vishilach is Be'iro is going on, well, it's going on Rego too, but it's also going on Shein. So then, if you read it with the word nami, it's clear that the Torah is saying, like we have in this Tosis, the impression, that Aliba de Emes, the source for Shein and Rego, both Vishilach, are both Vishilach. Now they start playing with the girsa, the prisha on the tour. Now, even if you didn't have the nami, you'd also could come away with that impression. Like we're not talking about regal yet. So, the habeshirach is beiro, the chsiv bekro, mukmina la bebeim shochel is peros chavero. In other words, okay, we don't know yet about regal. So, okay, nami is there, not there, but well, maisa, the shirach is beiro, is going on Shein. So, what's going on Shein? Beshirach. Yeah. Look in the prisha. The Havishirach is, he takes out the Nami, first of all, and he says, the Havishirach as Be'ira Uvier, Dechsiv, and so on. The Chul, right, Dechsiv. He puts in the word Uvier. So all the Torah, he started, gave you the context of the word Uvier. Then the Torah, when we're talking about the Havishirach, Vashen, he's talking about Uvier. Notice he's basically echoing not the Gemara we just read, but the Brice earlier. The Prisha on the tour is also who on the Shulchan Aruch. Same person. Choshe Mishpat. The Drisha, the Prisha, and the Tur is also the, you all know? The Sma. The Sma, of course. The Sma, you learned something. Okay. The Sma on the Shulchan Aruch is the Drisha and the Prisha on the Tur. So he writes in the Shulchan Aruch. We have the page with Shulchan Aruch, with the Gra. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is borrowed from the Lashon of the Tur, which is not, uncommon. Lashon of the Machaber, Shin Sadi Aleph, the first Sif. Shein Hu Av. The Vashirach is Be'iro. Now you notice a parenthesis with an asterisk. What's going on here? This is the Sma making, stirring the pot. Yeah? The Vashirach is Be'iro, parenthesis Uvir. Dechsir Bekra. Okay, leave out the parenthesis now. Davashirach is Be'iro Dechsibekra, Mukmina la Nami. Now the word Nami is here. Mukmila Nami Bebehema Shaochel is Peres Chavero, and so on. No, reading the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch with the word Nami, leaving out the parentheses, what's the clear impression that you can't come away with? What's the source of the Av of Shein, Rabosei? Beshirach. Esma is not happy with this. He wasn't happy when he saw it in the Torah. And he wrote the Prisha on the tour, and happy in the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Sma do? Lo and behold, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph in the Sma. The Beshirach is Be'iro Uvir. Kain Sarach Lomer. You have to add the word Uvir in the Machaber. The Beshirach Yalfinan Wat Hezek Haregel. Ume Uvir Yalfinan Hezek Deshein. So why is the Sma doing this? Because the Sma is assuming that even Aliba de Emes, the source for the Av of Shein is what? Is what? Is Uvir, like the Braisa. I, the Gemara we had here, the Gemara is just sort of telling us, you want to avoid Uvir, you're not going to be able to, because you're still going to be stuck, we're not going to know Uzzel Mimela. But Lamaisa, after the Gemara gives that teretz, that you're not going to be able to avoid Uvir, so now, but Lamaisa, now where does it really come from? Is it that it really comes from the Shilach based on the, you know, the Shein Behem HaSa Shachba? Or no, it's anyway not going to help you, so then we revert back to what we had in the Braisa. The Shilach is Rego Virish. So that, apparently that's what the Sma would say. The question is, what did the Shulchan Aruch hold? Is the Haggah legitimate? So the Gra is interesting. The Gra, Bira Gra, who learned together Bira Gra, you'll have a little bit of an experience, you know, how often do you want a Bira Gra? Bira Gra writes, pass it around, please. The Bira Gra writes, so the kids are, and sometimes you have one, then you have another version in Likutim. Like, he's basically quoting things. They say, you ever see Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he's quoted like he has one word, two word answers to Shilas that are posed, you know. The Gra is writing the Kitzur, and then you have to figure out, you know, what exactly he's saying, stringing together different things. Okay, we'll appreciate a little bit of what the Gra is saying here. What did the Torah hold? What does Shulchan Aruch hold? What does the Sma hold? What do I hold? Yitzchak Yonasan. What do you hold? What's your question?
If we were to, so if we were to say like the beginning, like the top part of Amud, like that we learn out from Uvir and Kasher, Yuvar, Vaal, right? Then would we know, where would we know Uzzel and Mela from?
So again, from the beginning of the Amud, so we worked it out earlier. We have, because Dum Yade Uzzel and Mela is Dum Yade Shein, and Lomachaya Karna is Dum Yade Regel. That's how we have before. Until today, what were we thinking? Uvir is Shein, the Shilach is Regel. How do I know Uzzel Memela? How do I know Lomachaya Karna? So I know Lomachaya Karna by Shein Dum Yedir Regel. I know Uzzel Memela by Regel Dum Yedir Shein. And how do you know? And when you say Dum Yedir Shein, how do I know Taka Shein is Uzzel Memela? That's Rashi and Tosis so far that we saw. We see today a Rashba, another point. But how do I know Shein is Uzzel Memela's Chayiv? So Rashi says the halok siv v'shilach. Tosis would say because I don't have any reason to think it's going to be different. The only reason I distinguish is based on a v'shilach. And how do I know l'machayu karna by regel is chayef? So we have possibly three ideas. According to Rashi, you know, chevra, do a chazar for the week. So how do I know regel laws and l'machayu karna is chayef? Sure. Either because it does, Rashi would say because it doesn't say Uvir. Tosus would say because it doesn't. There's no reason to differentiate. The Rashba would say because Stam Regel is Lo Mechalia. But anyway, that's until now. That's how we would come away with the Chiyuvim on both and so on. According to the Gemara here, and this is what Tosus would be seemingly saying, the Shena Regel Beikar is coming out of the Shilach. The chiyuv of Uzzel Memela by Shein comes from Uvir. It's just a detail. The ikar av of Shein is coming from Bishiach, just like Regel is. The fact that it's Uzzel Memela chayiv comes out of Uvir, and then Regel learns from it. And that's the maskana. But really, they both come from Bishiach. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, at first glance, are saying that way as well. The Sma didn't like that, so Sma puts the word Uvir into the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and also the Lashon of the Tur. That means that Shein is going to Uvir. The Iker, Av of Shein is going from Uvir. Avraham and Yaakov. And Binyamin, yeah.
I was just going to ask if we're learning like the Sma, which is Uvir, so this Nami, the
Shulchan Aruch. So the Nami will have to take out also, I suppose. Yeah, the Gra will do that. The Gra will talk. The Gra is going to say, in effect, we're going to get to the Gra in a second, that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying like Tosfos. I happen to agree with the Sma. In other words, the Sma, you're right. In at the end of the day, you're right. But the Shulchan Aruch is not saying what you think. No, the Shulchan Aruch is more mashma the other way, but hadin imo. You're correct anyway.
So
and he has rights. Right, but it...
The Nami, there's no prefaces for the Nami. So
yeah, okay.
Also,
yeah, well, with the Nami, it certainly sounds like... Right, so Nami sounds...
different words.
Yeah.
What?
Shalach is regal and VR is shame.
Yeah, but Makmir Nami sounds like whatever I'm using for Shane was also used for Rega. That's what Nami said.
The same puzzle.
Ah, because they're using the phrase for both. I hear you. Yaakov?
Yeah. Did you say that Rashi can't hold like the end of the Gemara, that's what we learned both that from Mashiach? Because I mean, it knows Lo Mechal HaKarnas if you're differentiating it from over here.
You're asking as follows. If you're going to learn everything from Mashiach, it's not Makash in the Gemara too, because even if it's not Maskana, what about Lo Mechal HaKarnas? You're asking as follows. If Mashiach is both in a regal, and Mashiach itself could have meant Mechal HaKarnas, how do you know Lo Mechal HaKarnas? That's the answer.
It's the same thing as the answer of the Gemara.
So what are you going to answer?
The same thing as the end of the Gemara. We wouldn't have known as a Mimilo. Like, there's just...
No, so the Gemara says, so you're saying the Uvir is coming to the Gemara with that too?
I'm saying the Gemara addresses as
the Gemara addresses as Mimilo. What about Mechal HaKarnas? Yeah, so you're asking, why did the Gemara have to say, if I only had the Shilach, I think only Shalcha Shulcha? According to Rashi, the Gemara could have said, if I only have the Shilach, I could think only Mechal HaKarnas. That's what you're asking, according to Rashi. It's a good horror. I think my Rama asked it. It's a good horror. And what's the answer? What's from Avir? I don't know.
You already have a Shinoi.
Because since Avir is there, then it comes out Vishiach is Lo Mechal HaKarnas. Same way we said earlier, the Halok Siv Avir, by changing and using Vishiach, even Avir is in the same Pasuk, then I know it's Lo Mechal HaKarnas. It could be. Could say that also. Could be. Good. You guys are holding. Good. What is the Gra say? Oh, Binyamin. The Gra, the Chavrusis, okay, speak together, think alike, okay. Zok the Gra, Sivkat and Beis, yeah, take a look with me, we'll see how we can decipher it, okay? So there's first, and then what he has in the Likud is basically the same thing, and, you know, it's a longer version maybe a little bit, but, okay, Uvir, this is, who says Uvir? That's the Smaz putting in the Uvir, that's the parentheses. Lesse Betur, in other words, it's not in the Tur. The Torah says, Vishigach we learn at Shane. Viratzalomer, what does he mean to say? The Mevishigach Yalfina Nami Lashane. From Vishigach we learn also Shane. Kimasha Amru, like it says where? Cite the Daf and the Amud. Gimomed Aleph. Vizel Sha'amar, that's what he's saying, the words of the Torah. Mukmina La Nami, that or the Shulchan Aruch's words. That's the Nami. In other words, it's not only Vishigach is Vegel. But it's also Shane. That's the Nami. The Nami works to say also Shane. Vechenu Betur. Shein Bach, whatever. Vasna Hosif, Tevas Uvir. But that's not really what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch really are saying, but the Spah puts it in. However, says the Gra, Mikom Mokom Adinimo. Mikom Mokom is even though he's not correct in putting into the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems to be going that it's all from Vishilach, but the Spah is actually correct. That the real source for Shane is Uvir, not Vishilach. Vadinimo. The Vada, Yalot mi Uvir. Vahachi Komar, Itzrich Vichuli. What is he trying to explain now in the Gemara? The Gemara says Itzrich. The Gemara says Itzrich in response to what question? Itzrich, I need what? I need Uvir because from Vishilach, let it be Shane and Rego, I only know Shocha Shluche. That sounds like at the end of the day, they're both from Vishilach. But no, that's not how they read it. Itzrich and so on, meaning that Torah lo ratza lumo mi Vishilach. Because it wouldn't give you all the information, because you wouldn't know it's a Mimela. So, therefore, Lamaisa, where are you going to learn, Shane, from at the end of the day back from Via? It's only like a devil's advocate. In other words, the Gemara is saying it's not going to help you. That's how he's reading the Gemara. And he has now other rights, besides Dav Gimel, he has other rights that, in fact, the real source of Shane is going to be from Uvir. So, for example, Visham Nun Hea Medbeis, turn to Nun Hea Medbeis, beginning of Akones, Shane Dechsiv. So he's quoting a Gemara, the first Amud of Akones. Nun Hea Medbeis. The Gemara brings a brayse in the middle of the Amud. Abod dvarim ator miyata b'shmirasan. There are four things that the Torah allows you to get away with a lower level shmira. The eluhein, bar ve'eish shein v'rego. And each one has a source that you can suffice. How many are learning akonis at night? How many are you? Good, okay. So you learned this Gemara, right? So you thought of this Gemara when you read the Gemara today, right? Good, of course. Bar ve'eish shein v'rego. Bor dechsiv kiyv tachishbor and so on. Okay, and the Gemara's darash and talk yisal pater, even a small type of shmira. Eish dechsiv da da da. that you have to do, right? You have to be, you know, even a small shmir is enough. And then shein dechsiv, that's what the word is called, shein dechsiv vir b'steacher ad avikeinu vir. Now, it's the only time there's a chiyuv is if there's some kind of a pshia that you can associate. Not a shalach shuche, he doesn't have to rise to that, but it has to be ke'en uviyah, that somehow you, ke'en sheyachirenu lebehemto biyadayim, bekome bipshia. Uviyah means some kind of a pshia level. Some type of a basic type of pshia there has to be. Because if short of that, it wouldn't be a problem. But meanwhile, we're using uviyah for shein. And then regel, the sivashilach ad avikei mishilach. So we're trying to learn out a detail within the level shmir required, respectively, for these four mazikim. And notice what we did. When it comes to shein, we work off of what word? Uvir, ad avikein uvir, means that the only time you're chayv is if you do some type of a level of pshia. Short of that, it's not a problem. So therefore, tomiyat v'shmirasan. And by rego, based on ad avikein uvir. So the Gemara is quoting that Gemara. Shein dechsiv. Ubaze in sarit chukei, mashakas v'tosu shadim maschul itzvich. Now we avoid the dochik of Tosus Itzvich. Where's that Tosus Itzvich that he says we can avoid? Where's that? Our Tosus that we just finished reading on Daf Gimel, right? We'd avoid the dochik of Tosus. What was the dochik of Tosus? That the Brais has to be interpreted in what manner? Ilu lo nemar. We don't have to say that dochik because really the Brais still remains the real last word on the issue. So we solve ourselves that Tosus. I'm just showing you how to read the Gra. No chidush, just push it. Ubezel einzav chukei mashamut tosis sham itzbich, and another tosis we gain. Visham nun heyamidays dibah mashchil ad. See, there's a tosis on the same page that you're on now. Ad avikeinu vir zok tosis. That means winning out shein from uvir. Afagav zek tosis here in Hakones. Dibereish mechilten darshina minei azlim emela. The tosis is bad. I thought uvir is only coming to tell me some details, not the main mocker for shame. It's a detail of Azul Memela, meaning where's shame really coming from? B'shilach, Nuvir is also, how are you using that to teach me Allah of shame? Uvir is only telling me the din of Azul Memela. Tosus min komed lo ksiv and so on, shma min ha'adam namikoy. So Tosus has a way to answer it. But Tosus was bothered because Tosus l'shitaso is holding that Uvir is really not the main mocker for shame. No, you don't have to say that, Dochik. It really is the mocker for shame. There's one more raya which is the most interesting. The ayin sham dalad amid aleph lo re'i haregel. It's a little more clear from the Likut what he means. This is a fascinating raya. We haven't learned the Gemara yet, but l'charetz of all the rayas, this is mamish the most stark of all to prove that the real mocker of shein is the shila is uvir, not the same mocker as the. What does he mean? Look in the Likut, you'll see. It gets it a little more clear. The Likut brings everything we just said, but a little more. Uvir de mashamu sham itzbich shinui be'almahu. That the Gemara on Gimel Med Aleph is just an answer. The Tana Omer v'cheinu Omer kasheivar v'chein mashmish akones da da da. Then he says v'chein sham dalad amid aleph. Ela Omer Rava. That's Aleph Aleph Reish. Ela Omer Rava. Dav dalad amid aleph. Tana Shor and so on. Rochi Koma lo riarego v'chuli lo riashen v'chuli. What does he want? Take a look at Dav dalad. Interesting. The Mishnah of Osai says lo harei ha shor karei ha mave. Vorei ha mave karei ha shor. What's the meaning of mave? What's the meaning of shor? As we know, machokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav learned shor is komili de shor, mave is adam. Shor, according to Shmuel, mave is what? Is shein. And shor, so the Gemara initially thinks is Karen, and Gemara ends up saying no, shor is regel. What does it mean, Lori Ashok Kriya Mavid? That if you wrote one, you wouldn't know the other, because you can have a pircha. So Rava explains in Davdalad Amid Aleph in the middle, Elo Amar Rava, see it, about 15 lines from the top, toward the end of the line, Elo Amar Rava, Tana Shor Rago Mavid Lishino V'achi Kamar, Lori Aregel Shazek Amatsui Kriya Shen Shin Hazek Amatsui, so you couldn't necessarily learn Shane from Regel, the Lori Ashen Kishano Hazekol Kriya Regel Shino Hazekol, you couldn't learn Regel from Shane. Rabosai, think about what this means. Means if the Torah would have written one, I wouldn't know the other because of the chumrah that might have, and couldn't extrapolate to the other. Means the Torah should just say shein and not rego. Or the Torah should just say rego and not shein. So what's the Gemara saying to us? What does that suggest? That it's not seven mokar. The Torah should just say mishilach, not uvir, just say vir. What do you have to say? why couldn't you learn one from the other? How can it be Torah could say one? If the Torah is saying one, it's saying both. Mashiach is both. If Mashiach is both, then how could it be discussing a Torah should you write one and not the other? What would Tosas do with this riot? That's an important question. To wait for Daf Dalet. Think about what could Tosas say to you. Have an answer. That's what the Gemara means at the end here. And the Likud is a little more clear. But that's his last raya. Not like, again, like the Sma, but even though the Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily mashman that way, but that's what the Gemara feels is correct. That the real Mokar becomes the Mokar from Uvir. Because that's why you see that we would say one, not the other. Yeah.
Don't say Vishim Bihim Moser Shalachvam. Because then you wouldn't know that.
No, that doesn't sound like, doesn't sound that way. Torah should not mention, no. Should not teach me, not tell me the Av of, sounds like the mucker for one would not be there, only the mucker for the other. Take away from something, and then I wouldn't know, shame. That's what it means.
That's a good question.
Okay, good. That'd be a question. One more interesting tidbit in terms of the working out the Makoros and the Psukim. This is a Rashba that I didn't speak out yet, but Lamaisa, when you hear this Rashba, it really answers one of the kashas from yesterday in perhaps an easier way than what we said. The Rashba earlier, Dibur HaMaschil, V'shirach Zeh HaRegel, U'Bir Zeh HaShem. Okay, so now we're back to the original Raisa, which according to the Gemara is the Maskana as well. The Shilach is what? The Shilach is Rega or Bir Hashem. On both sides. The Pasuk doesn't start with Vashilach. What does the Pasuk start with? No, who remembers the Pasuk? Who remembers the Pasuk? How does the Pasuk begin? Kiyavir Ish Sadeh Ocherem. It's a Lashon Behema. Kiyavir Ish Sadeh Ocherem. Then it continues. Vashilach is Be'iro. Uvir Bisteyachim. So we're very happy with Uvir, Shirach, right? Vier is Shein, Vishirach is Rega. What's the beginning of the pasuk? What are we dashing with that? Ki Yaver Ish Sade Ocherem. What's that talking about? That has not been addressed in our Gemara, in the Bavli. Ani Tama. This Braisa is leaving out a part of the pasuk and not expanding. The first Rashba, Vishirach, the Rashba going back. It's not on Yomar Makomos. It's in the Rashba. Ani Tama. If we're darshing the whole pasuk, and there's something to each phrase is coming for, so what about the beginning of the pasuk? Kiyavu ish sadel cheren. So why not say like this? You want to start finding references to shame. So why do you have to wait to what word to learn that shame? To uviyah b'steyachet to be shame. Shirach is regal. Why not already darshan shein from what? Ki yaver ish sadel cheres shein. Lo and behold, you look in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi darshan shein already from ki yaver ish sadel cheres. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Hamave ki yaver ish sadel cheres, v'shirach es b'iro zeh regel. But then, of course, the question becomes, according to Yerushalmi, if he's darshaning Shein from Kiyavir Ish, then what would be the question on Yerushalmi? What is Yerushalmi going to do with what? With Uvir. So the Rashi is bringing in like another phrase in the Pasuk that has not been expounded on. We took care of Vashiach and Uvir in the Bavli, but we didn't take care of Kiyavir Ish. The Bavli doesn't seem to address Kiyavir Ish. The Yerushalmi learns Shein from Kiyavir Ish, but then we don't have Uvir addressed for Uvir. Comes the Rashba with the following. Nearly, kilamdu mi kefer lashon zeh, from the kefer lashon of uvir. You have kiyaver, and you have uvir. Chad l'shalach shluchi, v'chad l'azla minafsha b'shein. Zog the Rashba, that the kiyaver and the uvir are both shein, and that's what teaches me that there's a chiv of shein, even by what? Azla m'meila. That answers a kasha that I have in the sugya. The kasha li, maishta the bekuas maitim shita le the shein loshna shalcha shulcha loshna dazlam emela. Why we assume by shein dumya the shein that there's always going to be a chi of even dazlam emela? Uberega li bayelu and the berega we weren't sure about dazlam emela and we weren't out derech pshitas mishein dumya the shein. But how do I know shein is dazlam emela's chay? The answer is a double expression in the pasuk. Because you have Kiyavarish and we have Uvir. And that's how we know. So it comes out according to the Rashba. We know that Rego is Chayav Aslam Emela, with Stam Rego is Aslam Emela. And we know Shein is chayiv by, I'm sorry, we know Rego is chayiv melechayya karna, I should say, because Stam Rego is lo melechayya karna. That was the other Rashba. And we know Shein is chayiv aslam emela because of the double expression of kiyaver and uvir. It's very interesting. Comes out that if I want to ask you the kasha from yesterday, I think I don't have a right to say the chiddush I said yesterday. It's nice and gishmak, but it's not necessary. In other words, one half is good, but what I want to bring a riot to it from, what did we speak out yesterday in the Rashba? That Tosa's question was, when the Gemara said, Dumya, right? The Gemara says, Dumya deregel, that how do I know that Shein is chayiv by lo mechal yakarna? If after all, Bishirach is now going on regel, I don't have two sukkim for Shein. How do I know lo mechal yakarna by Shein is chayiv? Dumya deregel. So just like Rego is chayiv, even lo mechal yakarna, so is Shein. Fectosis, why go that way? Why not go the opposite way? Why not say the hekish and say what? That regel is dumya deshein. And say regel is only chayiv by what? By mechal yakarna. So the Rashba asked that same kasha, and we wondered why didn't the Rashba answer the answer that he gave on based on the base that makshin that is subbing nezikin, and we gave an explanation as we went through yesterday, because in the case of based on base by Karen Mechuberes, what's at stake is the iser. If there's a tour tam, then there won't be an iser mazik on the other half. But over here, lomachay karna is for sure an Isser Mazik, only a question of Tashlum, and that's why the Rashba couldn't use the logic of Beis on the Beis over here. That's good. That I'm not chosen from. That stays. But then we had a bit of a support to this, because we had another around the Rashba, who remembers, that L'chayra, the Tosaf Beinu Peretz, goes through the same discussion that Tosaf has on the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Dumya deregel, and therefore I know Shein is Chayev and Lo Machal Yekarna. Fectosis, fectosis, and perhaps one and go the other direction and say, Dumya deshein rego is only chai by mechalia. And the terrace is, as Tosis gives, because it's mito batora, even by mammon, we go lechum. Comes the Beno Peretz and asks the same kasha the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dumya deshein. How do I know rego is chai even by what? Even by what? By azul memela, Dumya deshein. Just like Shein is Loshna, so Shulchi Loshna is Mamela, so to Rega. In fact, Beno Peretz, say the opposite. Say that Shein is only Chayiv by Shoach Shulchi to Mid Rega. Go the other direction. He says the same answer. Makshin and Lachumra. So we go the other way to make Rega Chayiv and Asma Mamela, not to limit Shein to Shoach Shulchi. The Rashba didn't ask the Kash over here. So I said yesterday, oh, good chap. Because here the Rashba has the answer based on the base. Because here we wanted a taina that the issue of Aslam and Mela, that's not just a ptur in Tashulmin, that's a ptur in the whole chi of Mazik, we wanted to say. If you're not a poshe on the level of Shoach Shluche, you would see that you're not a Mazik, and therefore the answer is Safek Nizik and Chumra. It's nice, conceptually I can hear that word is correct, that it's a chesaron in the whole Shei Mazik, but the emesa answer, I think, is this Rashba right here. That why can't we go with Chumra, and why can't we go in the other direction, in other words, Lekula, so to speak, and limit Shein to Shoach Shluchei? Because I have a Furshah Pasuk, that Shein is Chayv, because there's two references in the Pasuk to Shein, Kiyaver and Uvir. And the Rashba says over here that the two expressions to Shein are telling me that Shein is Chayv, even Azul Memela. So you can't say, I'm going to learn out Shein is only chayv by Shoach Shulchei. It's mefurish in the pasuk. It's chayv nasan memela. So I have no choice but to go the other direction. That regel is chayv im nasan memela. Not that Shein is only chayv by Shoach Shulchei. It's two psukim by Shein. So I know it's that's the real answer. And that's what I found in the Hagos here on the new Rashba. That's what they say. Mamamish mefurish. They say that the Rashba didn't ask the kasha later. Rabbeinu Peretz did because of this earlier Rashba. Derech Agav. It seems to me. This I have to think about. You have to think about more carefully. But it seems to me that this pshat in the Rashba is assuming that the lashon kiyaver ish is the same shoresh as the word uvir means to devour. Kiyaver ish is like he devours. It's the lashon shame. Rashi in Chumash, Kimeduma, we learn ki yaver mi lashin biiro, lashin behema. Like, he's molech behemta. I don't know that it would necessarily be consistent with this Rash, but that it's devouring. Ki yaver ish sadel cherem means he's molech behemta. So it's really like a general heading. It's not an expression of shame at all. It's just ki yaver ish sadel cherem. And now it could be mazik, Rashi says, ki pshuto shemikra, in one of two ways, Rashi says. Ki yaver ish, a person's molech behemto to another field. And it's mazik either in a manner of b'shiach es be'iro, which is ve'egel, or in a manner of b'yir b'shiach. It comes out that the word ki yaver ish is a heading, and it's milosh and behema. And the Rashi is saying ki yaver ish is already a reference to a maisa hezek of shein in one form, and then uvir is the other form. But Maisa, that's Kach Kosav HaRashba, and then obviously that would be another part of this pasuk to account for. Isaac, and Shmuel, and Avram, yes.
I don't think, the Rashba doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't need to say that it's from the exact same Shoresh. It could just mean that the Kiyavir is talking about Shalach Shluchei or Azam and Mela.
But he's told Beshein. He's saying it's Beshein. Because he has the Yerushalmi learns Kiyavir is Shein, and then what about Ovir? And he says, according to Bavli, Uvir is Shein, what about Kiyavir? So they're both Shein, and one is Shein of Shalach Shluchei, and one is the Shein of Azam and Mela.
But the Lashon of Yavir could be that it's
Moch Behemto, but then why Shein? And why it should be Shein more than Regel? If it's Milosh and Behema, I'm not 100% sure. It seems to me that he's learning, he's teaching Yavir more Milosh and Uvir, like to devour, to destroy. That's what I think. Yeah. Shmuel and Avram,
what? The word would be understood. Sounds like the person is making it happen. Then sounds more like Shilach Shluchei, more than Azal.
See, you want to know which is which.
So how could that? Why should that word be Azal Mamela?
Who says which is which? I mean, he doesn't say which is which. Okay. Doesn't say which is which.
So beer might be.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The Russian of Yolach Behemto, Lumais Azal Mamela is also Chayev, and yet according to Rashi, Pshuto Shel Mikra is. Kiyavir ish, he's molech behemto. So the answer is, your pshia b'sheva al tase is, that's the idea, that's the machayev. So it's pinned on you. Your sin of omission is what causes the animal to go. So that's kiyolech. It's as if you were molech the animal. Halachically speaking, that's being molech, even if it's not shalach shluchei. But that's the pshat of the words, kiyavir ish, according to Rashi. Yeah, Avram.
The Rashba, what does he do with Kashi Ivan Galal? Does he use that to teach that both of them are Shein?
Maybe.
Maybe. Because if we're saying beer means Shein, then...
Could be. Yeah. One more thing in the Rashba I want to think about with you. That's the Rashba here on the point in the Gemara of... Heminayu Mafkis. Very interesting. Now we're going to, again, we can't get away from this base on the base Rashba, but we thought we were over it, right? Safik Zik and Chumra. We thought we were past that. No. One more Rashba that has to be analyzed in light of the earlier Rashba, base on the base, about Tzlut Keretusha. What did the Rashba say again in base on the base? Remember, that if we have a question, if the Torah spoke about Keretusha, what would be Memechuberis? So the Gemara says, if I didn't have the second pasuk, then the Gicha is even by Mechuberes, I would say Keren Mechuberes would be Kula Mu'edes. Says the Rashba, why go that direction? Maybe the Mi'ud should go, that Kula Tama, that she should be paying less, and always be a Tama. And the Rashba says, no, because Suffolk Nezikin is a Suffolk Isser, and we go therefore L'chumra. And therefore we would say Kula Mu'edes. That means that if Suffolk in Isser, the issue relates to Isser, then it's going to become a function of that, and therefore you go L'chumra by Nezikin. And you pay Nezik Shalom, you pay more money as a result. In light of that Rashba, we have a problem with Rashba and our Gemara. This is one more Rashba in connection to when the Gemara says, if it just said B'shilach, says the Gemara, I don't know if it's Shein or Rega. Maybe it's Shein because of and Ola Zeko, maybe it's Rego because of Zeko Matsui. Oha. If you can't say that, Mechdi Shkulenhein. They both have a merit to them. There's a Chat Chomer in each. The Avo Shneya, the Hemi Nayu Mafkis. So let them both be included, because which one are you going to exclude? So they both get included. Asks the Rashba, Kasha. Kashali, Adarabba, Hey Minayu Ailis. I mean, Hey Minayu Mafkis, which one are you going to exclude? And therefore, they're both going to be included, and they're both going to be Nezek Shalem. In fact, the Rashba, Hey Minayu Ailis. Ailis is to be brought in. Mafkis, which one are you going to take out? Which one are you going to bring in? To Hakaimalan, Hamotzi Mechavera, all of a right? Since the rule is, if in doubt, the person doesn't have to part with his money, Misafik. So the Rashba is assuming right now, what the Gemara is saying is, I don't know which one is included, Shein or Regel. Could be Shein, because of the Ma'il of Shein, Sad Chomer of Shein, Hanala Zeka, or maybe Regel, because of the Ma'il of Regel, Zeka Matzli. So the Gemara says, so therefore, they're both going to be included. Hey, which one do you take out? What do you mean? Which one do you put in? So Misafik, Hamotz Mech Melov Araya. So what do you mean, which one do you take out? You put them both in. No, which one do you put in? You don't know. So Misafik, they shouldn't have to pay. How can you put them both in? Misafik, you should say much over it. Question, anybody? What kind of cash is this? Misafik, Safik, Mizik. And if it's one and not the other, then what? There'll be no Isser either. Not just about Tashlum. There'll be no Isser. Right? Here, what we said yesterday is not going to help. Here, if it's Shein or Regel, if it's Shein, it's not Regel. Regel is not a Mazik at all. Not just, there's no Mazik. So what's at stake is the Isser. And the Rashba still is asking, Hamotz Mech Overai, Misafik, which one do you put in? Hear the Kasha? Yes, yes. So the Rashba gives the teretz. Then we'll see if we can answer our Kasha. He says, no, you can't say Hey Minayu Ailis, because V'nichali, because if the Pshat in the Gemara is that it's a Safik, what's included, V'nichali, the in Isa, Imi Dina Mafkis Tarvayu, if you're going to take out both, and not include either one, because Misafik, Mina Safik, because the Torah also knows Hamotz Ve'Overai, then Maya Hanilon Kra, V'loma Kasvin Rachman. So why would the Torah write a word V'shilach if the Torah knows very well that you're not going to know what to put in, and then you're going to have to be guided by the klal of Motz Lech of Raya, in which case neither of them is going to have a chiyuv, in which case you haven't achieved anything with Vashilach. So what does that mean, therefore? If Vashilach has to teach me something, and it can't, you're not going to be able to definitively put either one in, so it must mean El Kimin de Tavayim Mishtami Mina, since both can be associated with the word Vashilach, and neither one is better than the other, al-karchach lo mafkis chadmi, can't take either one out. What's he trying to say? But the Gemara's logic is that this svara of hevin mafkis is not a svara misafik, it's a svara of the vadai, that obviously the kavanah satorah was to include both. Because since the alternative would have been that you wouldn't be able to put either one in because you wouldn't know which one to mechayev, based on mazmavraya, so then what the shirach did nothing to you. So must be if the Shilach is teaching me something, and since I don't know which one would be included, obviously the Torah's Kavana was, but Torah's Vadai, that both would be. So that's the good. It's a Geshmak HaTeretz. It's good. But the Kasha, the Rashba was, that we're talking, we don't know. We don't. The Gemara's Hey Minayu Ailis, I don't know which one to put in. So if I know which one to put in, says the Rashba, then you should be Pater on both. But what happened to Safek Nezikin Chumah? What happened to the Rashba and Beis of the Beis? The both said, if you think hard and you chaz well over Shabbos or whenever about how we're going to Beis of the Beis with the Baruch Ber, I think you'll hear the chiluk. It's pashut. It's pashut. In a chinami, the issue here is negei iser. But what are we trying to ask ourselves right now? Do you have to do shmira on both Shein and Regel? If I ask you that question, what would be your answer? If I don't know which Vashilach, what's in Vashilach, maybe Shein, maybe Regel, what would be the answer for sure? Do we have to do Shmira on both Shein and Regel? Yes or no? Yes. Absolutely. Suffolk is. But if I'm going to ask you now the question, suppose there'd be a Hezek of Shein or a Hezek of Regel, would the Mazik have to pay? That's a different question. Then the answer will be, the Mazik doesn't have to pay. because it could be the pasuk was talking about the other hezek, not the one that I did. Even after the Rashi based on the days, what makes the Rashi based on the days better? That there, based on suffik nizikin l'chumra, it follows that you pay nezek shalem. Why? The last leg of the Bircha Shmuel that he quoted from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was, even after the whole binyan that we had on Beis on the Beis, that within a parasha of Mazik comes not just the Tashlumin, but also the Isser and the construct and the Chalos Shem Mazik and all of that. And within the idea that some Peturim are Peturim, not just from the Tashlumin, but the Shem Mazik is there, but other Turim such as Bishus HaRabim and Karen Tama is a Turim Chalos Shem Mazik. Even after that, you still needed one more leg, one more layer. And that was the Rav Chaim that the Baruch Shmuel quoted at the end. Namely, now, even though now we're dealing with Tashlumin now, do you pay Chatzin Nezek or do you pay Nezek Shalem? So why is it Safek Nezikin? Right now, after the fact, we're not talking about the Shmira in the beginning. We're talking about after the fact. So how can the Rashba ask, Safek Nezikin L'chum, you pay Nezek Shalem? What do you mean? The issue is now money. Now we're left with a money issue. Says the Baruch Be'er B'Shem Rav Chaim, because this is Tosa said over here, a Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam. We're just going to apply it and adapt it for the Rashba. If a question is about how to darshan, so Rabbeinu Tam said in Tosas, Mida Hiba Torah, so Tosas said it in terms of that we say L'chumra even if it's about Mammon. The Rashba doesn't agree with that. If it's just about Mammon, you wouldn't say Makshin L'chumra. But if the issue is about Isser, then B'Torah's Vadai, we're going to paskin how to do the Hekesh. Now I know, Bivadai, what the heck is this saying? Now I know that the meaning of the pasuk is l'chumra based on the iser that we're weighing into the equation. Now that I know that I know how much he's going to pay because that comes memela. Once I know pshat in the pasuk that the heck is l'chumra based on the iser that's weighing in the balance, memela there'll be nezek shalem. So once I establish that the issue of tam versus mor is an issue that also takes into account the question of iser, now I have to ask myself, how do darshan the miut that it's talking about Tusha but Mechuberes is different? In what direction is it different? Is it Kula Tam or Kula Muedes? Then I know to darshan, because the Isser is part of the equation, to darshan in favor of Kula Muedes. Then says Rav Chaim, Mida Hiba Torah, that's the pshat of how to darshan. If that's how to darshan, then the din will be even after the fact. You can't say, well, maybe it's Kula Tam, I don't have to pay Nezek Shalem. No, we've reestablished B'Torah's Vadai that the Hekesh has to be, the Miut has to be interpreted in one direction, because Safek Nezikin L'chumra, because the issue had to do with Isser, because the Tam is one type of a Shmira, one type of a level Mazik, and a Mur is another. And I've reestablished, therefore, that we have to understand the Miut to say that you're fully liable. Therefore, you have to pay Nezek Shalem and Mela. That's on Beis on the Beis, but over here it's different. Here the question is, if Hei Minayu Mafkis means I don't know. I don't know what the Torah meant with Vashilach. I don't know. It remains a suffix. There's nothing to be machria b'Torah's Vada. It's a suffix. So now with the suffix, so now, in terms of how much shmira I have to do, whether I have to do shmira or not, for Shane and Rego, I need to do shmira. That suffix is Yisrael L'chumra. But in terms of paying after the fact, so now the fact that the Torah might have meant Shane and not Rego means I don't have to pay for Rego. Or maybe the Torah meant Rego and not Shane, I don't have to pay for Shane. So the Rashba's Kasha is, and the words are very precise. He says, oh, Heyman, if it's a suffix issue, Heyman and Mathkes, no, Heyman and Eilis. Hamot Simech of a right. Granted, Safek Nezikin L'chumra. That's why you have to do a shmira on both. But on the issue of paying, how much of a right? Because we're talking now that it's a suffix, whether the Torah meant one or the other, Shein or Rega. So the Rashba gives a teretz. No, but if the Torah knows that you're not going to know what to put in, so then Lamaisa, why would the Torah say V'shilach? It must be, and you have to pay as a result of that. You're not going to pay for anything, Misafik. It must be that Torah wants you to include both. Good, but in the Kasha of the Rashba, the assumption was, we don't know which it meant. If you don't know which way it means, then on the Isra you go L'chumra on both, on the Mammon you go Misafik, L'kula. But over there it was different, because there the issue was how to understand the Miut. Once the Miut is understood on L'chumra based on the fact that there is an Isra involved, the Rashba requires it to be an Isser involved. Tosis would have said Makshin L'chumra just on Mammon itself. But the Rashba requires it to be an Isser. But there is an Isser hanging in the balance. Once you go L'chumra on the Isser, the Tashlumin is a consequence of that. So Chorus, it would answer this kasha as well. And there's one thing I want to, maybe on Sundays, one more nekud on this, but then we'll also continue. The Gemara was told that Hashem, basically, we'll, you know, you have what the chaz over Shabbos, so we're not overload everybody. Okay, something on the parasha. Good.